Why is growth important? Again, why is growth important? If you're new to the Conscious Agility Channel, I'm your boy ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means it. As you know, I touch on 3 points. I try to keep it simple. I might throw in a bonus, but we'll see how this works out. But again, 3 simple points of why is growth important in life. So the first one is the growth mindset. There's an amazing book out there. If you haven't read it, it's called Mindset by Carol Dweck. Again, Mindset by Carol Dweck. Reason why I love this book is because that really has transformed my mindset with the two values of the growth mindset and the fixer mindset. When you go look at that book, you'll be able to dig deeper in there. What it will show you, and I'm giving you some foundational principles here, is the growth mindset is that person that believes they will figure it out, that they'll keep going at it, that they'll do it over and over again until they get it right. And then the fixed mindset is the one that they'll do it once and say it doesn't work, or they'll do it twice and say it doesn't work. Maybe they even do it a third time. Maybe they're feeling themselves and it doesn't work. So they give up and say, you know what? This is not for me. This is not for my life. It wasn't meant to be. The stars didn't align. Oh my God. But anyway, family, the second point that I want to talk about is people. Woo. People. You got to love them. You got to love them. But sometimes what people will do is they'll get in your ear and misguide you from your vision, misguide you from what you are meant to do, which is your purpose in this world. They'll tell you, you can't do that. And they may not even come out and just tell you that you can't do that. They'll say little things, you know, in the neighborhood, we'll just call it, you know, little shots. They'll throw little shots at you and say, you sure you want to try that? You know, because last time I seen somebody do that they weren't successful. You're going to start a YouTube channel? You sure you want to do that? I mean, there's so many YouTube channels out there. Why would somebody want to start a YouTube channel, work a full-time job? Like, why would somebody want to do that? That's extra pressure. People will get in your ear and tell you that, you know what? Remember that time you tried to do something and you failed tremendously? See, the whole thing about growth in life is reason why it's important, because even the failures gives you an opportunity to look from a perspective to say, you know what? Okay, I didn't do well there, but I can do, but I learned that there were some lessons learned. And you know, as a project manager, there's always constantly lesson learned. That's why I do love the Scrum framework, even though, I mean, we're here to talk about growth, but the thing about I love about it is that you have an opportunity to learn from your mistakes faster. That's why I think, you know, when someone first said it, I was like, what is he talking about? And I forgot the person that said it, but they said just fail faster in so many words. And I was like, who wants to fail? But see, this is before I really start getting engaged in personal development. I mean, for me, personal development has really changed the way that I view life. The way, yes, I'm a very optimist person, very optimist, but I'm also pessimistic to a certain extent to know that if I don't do the things over here that I need to do, then this can happen. So I don't want you to think that I'm just skipping around here just thinking like, oh, nothing is gonna happen. Yes, I understand that it's gonna happen, but here's the thing. This is what I love is I got a choice. I got two options. Option number one is, hey, I can focus on the negative or what is actually happening or may happen that may never happen. We'll talk about that a whole nother episode, but I can either focus on that or check this out. Or I can focus on this positive that may happen, that is occurring, that has happened for my life. You see the difference? They're both there. You know, like, yes, if you start this YouTube channel, you may only get one view. Hey, welcome to the club. I'm starting here with you. So now what is your excuse? Hey, you may start this YouTube channel. You may blow up. You may become so successful that you don't even know what you're going to do with your life. You see, I mean, it's all a perception. What I'm learning in life, family, is the reason why I know, not that I think, because there's a difference when you think of something like, I think that I can do that, versus saying, I know I can do that. You see how powerful those words is, knowing versus thinking. So when you know that there's something locked in you, that there's something locked in you that needs to be released and you're trying to figure it out. I love what Alex Hormozi said when he talked about, you know, about courses. And I'm a big life learner, and there's been a lot of courses out there that I've purchased. Since this is a family show, I'm going to keep it very PG and very, I'm going to be humble about it. I'm going to say those courses, some of those courses I bought were not it. Let's just say that. But I love the way that Alex Hormozi, you know, kind of really transformed my perspective on that when he said, and it wasn't like he was talking to me, but it made sense. So I just borrowed it. And I'm gonna give you a copy of it. So what he said was, is you got to think of those courses that they're a brick row or brick across your across the bridge that you're building. So each one of those courses you're taking is getting you closer. And I didn't even look at it like that. I was like, man, that course, I was expecting this, and this. And that's why I didn't finish it. And then I jumped to the next thing because I was disappointed. But what I learned was the fact that is that those courses were a opportunity because it did. I have to admit, I did know more. I learned more than what I originally went in there for. But the expectation that I had for the actual course was not what it delivered, but I did learn something more than what I did. So again, just changing your mindset and your actual perspective. Let's story time, because I have to tell you this story. I said I wasn't going to do it because, you know, but who cares? Let's just bring the heat. So I went to this store. I'm going to keep the store nameless for now. Went to this store and I asked them for, because I needed a microphone, a lapel microphone. And so, hey, do you know where the lapel microphones are at? And they were like, well, yeah, it's down there. Walk straight. It's past the headphones on the end cap, and then it's past this other thing on the end cap, and then it's on your left-hand side. Now, family, I don't know about you, but the whole reason I went into the store versus me just going on to Amazon or going to any online place or just shopping online is because I was hoping to get some additional feedback. I was hoping that they'll be able to give me what you call service. But see, then I took the opportunity once I found the actual lapel microphone or what I was looking for to change my perspective. Here comes again, family, here comes the growth mindset in me. Instead of getting upset and being angry like, hey, this person was supposed to do this, I learned that, you know, I don't know what that person is going through. But I also know that I'm not going to shop there again because if they don't respect me enough to take the time to deliver service to me, why should I respect them by giving them the value of what the money costs to pay for the item? And I'm saying all that to say that, family, a lot of times that, you know, especially with negative self-talk, which is my third point, leading me into my third point, is that when things like that happen, we'll beat ourselves up and be frustrated and be mad and mad at that person. But you have to understand, you really, truly do have the power. If you're getting that type of service, why would you keep going there and keep getting beat up like that? Go take your money and shop elsewhere. Go take your opportunity and shop. Go elsewhere with it. So with the negative self-talk, I constantly have to work on this, family. This is somebody that, if you talk to some of my friends and family, they tell you he's like personal development on steroids, but I still have a lot of negative thoughts. And the only reason why I have those negative thoughts is because I really want to I really want to deliver and deliver that servant leadership. I really want to be that individual as someone that really represents the community, that really comes and stands and delivers on what he said he was going to do. And so that negative self-talk could get in the way of, like right now, I'm trying to film and do all these things and filming these episodes. And it's like someone would say, well, you know, you really don't have to do that. Why don't you just go ahead and write a blog? And I'm like, well, yeah, I can do that. Why not just do both? So it's what I'm trying to say, family, is that negative self-talk will definitely get in the way of your potential progress, your potential growth. Don't allow the one thing I was just thinking about as I'm talking with you, family, we're just having a conversation. We're just chopping it up, is that a lot of people beat themselves before they even start the race. Ooh. A lot of people beat themselves up before they start the race because you know why? They believe they can't do it. I think it was and I forgot the guy's name. I want to say Nietzsche, and it's not Nietzsche. He's not coming to me, but you can look it up. But it goes something like, if you think you can, you're right. And if you think you can't, you're right. So the point that what I got out of that, I think it was Confucius. And what I got out of that was the whole fact that when you think that you can't do something, you're 110% right. 110%. But when you think you can, you're 110% right as well. I even like what Steve Harvey talked about when he talked about building your parachute on the way down. See, a lot of times we're afraid to take the leap. Now, I just hit my head up there. You know, when you're tall, these are the things you look forward to. But anyway, I digress. But when you take the leap, and just imagine you taking a leap, and you literally, if you could just work with me, if you mind, if we can just imagine for a little bit. I know as a kid you used to imagine and dream, but now that you're adult, you have all these responsibilities, you have all these accountabilities that you don't even take time to dream before yourself because you're so busy dealing with the negative talk. You're so busy not even trying to develop a growth mindset. You're so busy allowing that person to get in your ear, you know, people, because they will help you turn the opposite direction, even though we all know is inside of you. We all know that you have more to offer to life than what you've showed up to deliver each morning, evening, and night. But the point I'm trying to make is that just imagine with me for a minute that you made the decision to say, you know what? Today's the day. I'm not going to wait until Monday. I'm not going to wait until the weekend. I'm not going to wait until tomorrow. We're going to start right now. What do I have right now for me to work with? And that's what I'm challenging you on, family, is start taking these steps of managing through negative talk, of navigating through what people are saying. That's why it's important to get with like-minded people. That when I say like-minded people, there are so many adages about like-minded people. But when I think of like-minded people, I think of people that are serving their purpose. I think of like-minded people, of people that want more out of life than what they had yesterday, in the year before that, the month before that. I think of like-minded people that really want to grow as individuals. So family, I challenge you today to get out of that negative self-talk and start taking action, not tomorrow. Matter of fact, as soon as you hit the like button and you leave me a comment, go take action today. This is your boy, ED. I don't need to say any more. I'm out.